trillions invested in U.S. infrastructure. The massive federal surface transportation bill, branded as the Build America 250 Act, was released today by the U.S. House of Representatives. The bill allocates $674 billion in core reauthorization, with a significant portion dedicated to major modes of transportation. This investment is expected to have far-reaching implications for the trucking industry and beyond. The bill allocates $240 billion in authorized and direct funding for services and infrastructure across trucking, rail, aviation, and ports. Debate is scheduled to begin Thursday. The federal funding over 5 years includes $110 billion for roads and bridges, which are the primary networks used by freight trucks. Within that, $40 billion is specifically targeted to bridge repair, replacement, and rehabilitation, plus roughly $16 billion for major complex projects that ease truck movement bottlenecks. This investment will likely have a significant impact on reducing congestion and improving safety on the nation's highways. The bill also allocates $102 billion to passenger and freight rail, the largest federal investment in rail since Amtrak's creation. This funding supports track backlog reduction, corridor improvements, intercity service expansion, and some freight rail upgrades through grant programs such as CRISI and others. Aviation will receive about $25 billion for repairs, maintenance, noise reduction, emissions reduction projects, and modernization. Additionally, the Trump administration's fiscal 2026 Department of Transportation budget request includes around $44.7 million per year specifically for aviation safety and cybersecurity at the Federal Aviation Administration. Ports and Maritime will receive about $17 billion to port infrastructure nationwide, covering dredging, terminal upgrades, and congestion and emissions reduction projects. The fiscal year budget also proposes $550 million for the Port Infrastructure Development Program and roughly $1.5 billion total for maritime administration programs. The current surface transportation authorization of $1.2 trillion over 5 years expires on September 30, 2026. This new bill aims to address the nation's infrastructure needs and ensure a sustainable future for the transportation sector. Freight fraud is an existential threat to the industry, with double brokering, AI deepfakes, and identity theft being major concerns. S. emphasized the need for proactive measures to prevent such scams and protect against cyber threats. The new bill includes funding for various symposia and conferences focused on supply chain AI, rail policy, and freight fraud prevention. These events aim to bring together industry leaders, policymakers, and experts to discuss key issues and develop solutions.